You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And I want to say thank you to those of you who have been generous in the early going of our stage where we are working on rescuing 702 children from not only immense poverty, but death and starvation in Central America. We will tell you more. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I want to say thank you because you have helped us. We have rescued over 70 children in the last 24 hours, which is roughly 10% of the 702 children that we need to rescue. Friends, that's a lot of kids to go. But I'm confident that today you can help us do that because we're committed here to not letting these kids die of starvation and pain and hunger.
So when we first see these families, especially that mother who has not had the opportunity to eat for several days, you see this state of despair. But the moment we bring out that care package, you see a flicker in her eye because she knows at this moment that that is not just food. That is representing hope, that better things are coming. And that is because of you that make all of that possible.
855-907-4673 is how you make that possible. And what we were hearing about there is all of the ways that the children that are impacted by your gifts end up receiving help. And Todd Chapman is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Todd, we spend a lot of time focusing on the hunger and the need that they have, the food insecurity, the lack of access to healthy food, and what Food for the Poor does on that level. But it really does enable the child, once they have some nutrition in their system, to begin to grow in other areas. And that's, I mean, Food for the Poor is focused on not just getting them to a place where they're no longer going to die from starvation, but actually being able to engage in a life that is healthy and growing.
Yeah, and across 40 years of working in the 17 countries where we work, we've got tremendous success stories. I mean, you know, Kevin, you've seen it. Years ago, we took you to Kadwa, Haiti, a little, you know, just desolate little town in the middle of nowhere, in living in abject poverty. Their homes were falling down. They didn't have access to clean water. They had no way to make a living. And you saw the before and then the after picture of the transformation that food
in
for
one
the poor
year's time.
In 1 year's time, it was amazing. They went from suffering and having no hope. And then when we went back, actually, the initial part of it was just a few months later, I remember going back to that village and they had a, it was almost like Jesus coming into Jerusalem because they were literally on the road playing music, singing, dancing, waving palm fronds.
That's right.
Because the work of transformation had already begun in just a few short months of us first entering that village. And look, I'm not saying that to pat Food for the Poor on the back. I'm saying that to pat our donors on the back. Because as you catch the vision for the fact that there are people in need in the world, but God has a better plan for their life, just like he has a better plan for all of us, and that we can all be a part of making that plan a reality, then suddenly I think it energizes us to be a part of what God is doing in the world, right? I mean, Henry Blackaby said, hey, see where God is at work and then join him. And I'm telling you, God is at work in spite of COVID-19 and hurricanes and everything else. God is at work in the 17 of the poorest countries in the world where Food for the Poor works. But he works through you. He works through people like you that say, okay, what do you need? How can I help? right now the deepest need of these families because of COVID-19 and the food insecurity, the food crisis it created in the developing world, because of a couple hurricanes back to back in Central America late last year that wiped out 75% of their crops. And these are people that pretty much live off the land. Right now they need food. They're starving to death. They are starving to death. So I want to invite you to be a part of the miracle of getting these people back on their feet. Number one, we stop them from starving. Number two, because the hope comes through food for the poor and a local church. We're going to be working with them in the many months moving forward to get them back on their feet, to help them rebuild their homes, because we build homes and do a lot of things like that. We can help them, you know, get their farms back up and running and maybe their animal husbandry. We're going to get these people back on their feet, back on the path of sustainability.
Right.
But Kevin, right now what we need, we have to stop them from starving to death. And that's why today I'm asking, could you give a gift of as little as $37 to save a child from starvation?
855-907-4673 is that number. Now, let me give you some exciting update from since yesterday, and that is this. You know that sometimes people get inspired in how they encourage you to give, and they'll give matching challenges and so forth. We have a very unique challenge underway this hour today. If you give any multiple of 185, now 185 will rescue five children. But if you give, say, a double of that, which is 370, or any other multiple of 185, we have a donor who's going to match every single gift that does that multiple of 185 or 370 or whatever it is, tripled. I can't do the math in my head that well. But if you do a multiple of 185, they are going to step forward and say, yeah, we're going to match that. So what I'd love for, and that doesn't mean we don't want you to give smaller gifts if that's what you can do, but maybe think about how you could get to the 185 number. So maybe it's $37 a month for 5 months. And if you can do that, then you qualify for one of the matching gifts for 185. Maybe you could do the $37 a month for 10 months. And that would, by necessity, be a multiple of 185. You qualify for the match. But every gift that is a multiple of 185 this hour is going to be matched. So the simplest way to do that is just to call and give a gift of 185, or 185 a month for a couple of months, or 185 for the next year, every month. Whatever that may be, it's going to be matched, but it has to come in this hour. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673 is the number. And you will also qualify for this exciting kind of multiple match if you give online at WMCA.com. Now, just click the Food for the Poor banner. And I want to say thank you to our very special donor who has said, you know, I want to challenge people in this way. I want to make faith alive. I want it to be vibrant. I want people to understand that God's people are on the move, that we are about doing, not just saying, not just nodding the head and saying, well, that sounds like a good thing to do. No, let's do the thing. And this particular friend of the show is going to help us in that regard. And I hope, friends, that we maximize. I hope that we put them to the test. Let's see if we can't, you know, do multiples of 10 and 100 times 185 this hour and watch God work in that regard. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. It does not take more than just a couple of minutes to make the phone call, to give them your credit card information and tell them how much you would like to donate and how they're going to go about and set that up. It takes less than 2 minutes to do that. If you do it online, depending on how fast a typer you are, if you're an old guy like Todd, maybe you hunt and peck a little bit slower on the keyboard. But if you are pretty adept, you can get on and off in there in just a matter of seconds. I mean, I think 30, 45 seconds maybe on the low end. But if time is a factor, that's what you can do. But make it count right now. The importance of giving this gift now is the understanding that it is multiplied, that it goes beyond what you can do alone. It is when it is joined with others and the all of us doing it together at this moment that really the greatest good comes about as a result. 855-907-4673 is the number, 855-907-4673. You can also give online at WMCA.com. Click through on the Food for the Poor banner. Again, $37 rescues one child, but we have a matching challenge this hour. Every multiple of 185, whether that's 37 a month times 5 months, that gets you to 185. Whether it's a one-time gift of 185, whether it's 185 multiple times, That is going to all be matched by this special donor this hour on this day. Please don't let this moment pass us by without doing everything we can to maximize the good that can come about. We are so honored to have Food for the Poor here letting us know of how we can help and the good that can be done. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or online at WMCA.com. Going to take this break. Don't let this time be wasted. Get online, give your gift, call, make that happen. 702 children need our help. We're going to do everything we can to help them right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 Glass Abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This is Dan Proft for townhall.com. At the end of his life in 2015, commenting on the state of religious liberty, Archbishop of Chicago, Francis Cardinal George, said, "I expect to die in my bed. My successor will die in prison, and his successor will die a martyr in the public square. His successor will pick up the shards of a ruined society and slowly help rebuild civilization as the church has done so often in human history." That sort of succession is in process. It took the U.S. Supreme Court to redress some of the more grievous and unconstitutional abuses of enthusiastic lockdown politicians during the pandemic. The rest of the West is in even worse shape. Recently, a longtime evangelical pastor in North London was arrested outside of a transit station for the crime of preaching a traditional understanding of men, women, and families with Genesis 1 as his text. Americans should be thankful for our First Amendment protections, thankful but not complacent. In our nation, private actors are doing well at limiting free expression. I'm Dan Proft.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, "He is my refuge and my fortress, for he will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease."
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Attention, career seekers. If your job has been affected by recent events, there are hundreds of career positions from major corporations at New York's 21st Annual Diversity Employment Day Virtual Career Fair Friday from 10 to 4. Join online at citycareerfair.com. Meet with companies like NYU Langone Health, New York State Department of Corrections and Supervision, Montefiore, Mac Cali Realty Group, and more. We'll be there too. See you Friday. citycareerfair.com.
The WMCA May Ministry of the Month is Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith.
We as Christians fall short of what we one day will be.
Listen Monday through Friday morning at 9.
And so it is sometimes hard for us when we think about heaven to imagine broken relationships completely restored.
Contact them at WMCA.com under Programs. Click Program Guide and listen mornings at 7 to win a gift from the ministry. Unlocking the Bible, the May Ministry of the Month on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, asking you to help us change the world. That's what we do week after week, day after day, month after month here at this radio station. And 23 hours of those days, we fill your mind with knowledge and teaching and instruction and inspiration and hopefully motivation to live the Christian life. And then for about an hour a day, we ask you to challenge yourself to live those things more thoughtfully. And one of the ways we do is by helping those who are in need.
What are the children eating today?
Salad de matis con tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Are they still hungry?
Ahorita dice que no porque se calma. Ahorita me está.
Right now they are hungry. They want food and we don't have money enough to get to that whole week.
How does it make her feel when she can't feed her children?
Sometimes I get in my room by myself and I cry. I wonder how can I make their life better and have more money in order to give them food. I don't want my sons and my daughters to suffer.
She doesn't want her children to suffer. Do you know of any moms that want their children to suffer? It seems to me that that's a normal, good mom trying to do a good job in feeding her children or desiring to feed her children. But imagine being in a part of the world where, because of natural disasters, two huge hurricanes within a little more than 2 weeks of each other, hitting about 30 miles apart and just ripping up what tiny little amount of infrastructure was already there. That's what happened in Honduras and Nicaragua, and the people of the region badly impacted last year. And that was on top of the COVID-19 crisis. So everything that was already slowing down food delivery to that region just got amplified when you had these two deadly storms come through. And Todd Chapman is with Food for the Poor and is back with us. And Todd, the comforting thing about these situations, which if that's an odd phrase to say in such a circumstance, but Food for the Poor is already known in some of these regions, and they've already got a network on the ground. So getting help to them is made more efficient because of the presence that Food for the Poor maintains year round.
Yeah, we've been really blessed to be working in the 17 countries where we work for nearly 40 years now. Most of the countries, over 30 of those 40 years. And so during that time, amazing partnerships with partner organizations that help distribute the food and do the work. And, of course, the biggest partner that we have across all of our countries is the local church. And so when you give your gift today of $37 or $185, $370, whatever God lays on your heart, what you're doing is you're actually allowing Food for the Poor to ship food into the hands of a local church, a local pastor, right there on the ground in the country that you want to touch. And they're going to take that food and deliver it to these families that are in the deepest need that they've probably seen at any point in their life. And Kevin, you know, looking at the foundational poverty in these countries, that's a huge statement. I think it speaks to the fact that this truly is, this is a really historic situation we find ourselves in because of COVID-19, which decimated the food supply to the poorest countries in the world. And then now because of, on the heels of that, these two hurricanes that ravaged Central America. And so we are seeing unprecedented levels of malnourishment, even seeing people falling onto the brink of starvation and famine. So it's truly critical that the WMCA family respond today. And you know, I know you will. Because we've been partnering with WMCA now for the better part of 20 years. And it's my privilege to come and be a part of Kevin McCullough's show here periodically a couple times a year. We bring you a need. And without exception, every time we brought a need before you, God has used you to meet that need. And I know it's going to be the same this time around as well.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, my audience is terrible at hitting our goals. You know, they're just the worst because they always over-accomplish. They never hit that number exactly. It's always
guys,
far beyond
like
it.
Stop overachieving. Not.
Yeah.
Not.
No. And friends, we have a little bit of levity about that because that means that you're listening to God's prompting in your heart and you're doing what He is asking you to do. And Todd, this is a very critical circumstance. Imagine being a mom that is trying to provide, as we just heard from Myrna Yolanda. Imagine being in her position where, you know, maybe for the week you find a couple of tomatoes that are usable and that's it. And you're supposed to feed your children and raise them on a diet of something, but that's all you're able to find. So for people that are just figuring out for the first time who Food for the Poor is, let's talk about the types of food that we're going to be delivering and why that's really important for the welfare of these children.
Yeah, so the foundational food that you're giving today when you give your gifts by calling 855-907-HOPE, 855-907-HOPE, the kind of the foundation nutritionally is rice and beans. And I know it's not glamorous, but here's the deal. It's relatively inexpensive to procure. It's easy to containerize and ship in bulk to these countries. And it has a really long-lasting shelf life. It's high in protein, high in nutrients. And so the foundation is going to be rice and beans. But then onto that, we add on top vegetables and meat that we try to source locally from the country wherever we're working. And so that kind of has a double positive impact because it's feeding people. But also, we're infusing some money into the economy, which they desperately need right now. So your gift, you know, from an economic standpoint and a ministry standpoint, it really is kind of the 1-2 punch of goodness. You know, you're ministering to these families in deep need. We're doing a little bit to prop up the local economy. And you're being an encouragement to these pastors and these families because we're allowing a pastor to take food to these people in their community and minister the love of Jesus in a very tangible way to them. When you dispatch a pastor and you give your gift, they're going to say, you know what? God has heard your prayers and God has answered your prayers through a family in America that loves you. They heard about your plight and they want you to know that they love you. God loves you. And man, is there anything better that we can offer to our brothers and sisters in another country right now in what is arguably, Kevin, the darkest time that our world has seen in the past century as far as this virus goes. And so you are needed right now. Every gift is going to make such a massive impact. Can I challenge you to dig deep, to go deep? Let God stretch you a little bit. Time is so short. The families have been in need for too long. We need your help right now to minister to these families.
Friends, 855-907-4673 accomplishes that. There are 702 children at the beginning of this effort that we are at that we know exist and need our help. 702. Would you help us feed five of them right now? If we have a number of people that do that, we will get to feeding all of them before we're done. But we can't do it without your help. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet, DVD, ED. Call 212 Choices. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 12345, results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 12345, you'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212 Choices, 212 Choices.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970, and Sister Jean will pray for you, your families, your job, your struggles and troubles. Sister Jean's live pray call-in broadcast is Sundays from 5 until 6 p.m. Ask Sister Jean wants to pray for you. To keep prayer on the air live with Sister Jean, please send your donations by calling 718-653-7970 and tune in at 5 p.m. this Sunday for the Ask Sister Jean live call-in your prayers gospel broadcast on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Join Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien on the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise this August.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, and I'm excited to tell you that I'll be joining my friends at Salem Media Group to host a cruise to Alaska, and I'm hoping that you can join me. Alaska, as you know, is filled with glaciers, rugged mountains, and wildlife, a land where God's design and majesty are constantly on display. If you've ever dreamed of exploring this amazing place, now's your opportunity, especially as we'll experience the wonders of Alaska in a community of other believers, and this from the comfort of our first-class ship. The week will be enhanced as my friends Laura Story and Michael O'Brien lead us in worship, and as together we look at God's Word for both challenge and inspiration.
Join Salem Media Group and our trusted partner Inspiration Cruises and Tours this summer. Sign up now, 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, do not forget, we are under a time deadline for today's match, 855-907-4673. Just another 25 minutes or so that we have to fulfill this, and we want to help you, and we want to help Food for the Poor be generous as possible. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673.
When it comes a time and there is no food, how does she help the children get through that when their stomachs are empty?
Ahorita pasamos así mismo, pero otro día vamos a trabajar y vamos a comer lo que nos quede, pero si tenemos.
I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plates.
When she prays, what does she pray to God for?
I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have each day something to eat.
Listening to testimony of some of the residents brings you to tears to know that people are suffering, but in the same breath, they still possess a hope and a belief that God is going to rescue them. So even though I might cry as to their plight, I'm encouraged that even in the midst of what they're going through, that they maintain a faith and a belief that God will come to see about me. And I think one of the ladies said that whatever God starts, he will finish. And God would not let us be out here and not come and get us. So that lets me know that wherever you are, God's going to come and get you.
Wow. One of the, no doubt, media members that Food for the Poor has taken to the field to show what is happening in their the projects that they are involved in. And as one who has been on that trip, it rips your heart out. You see exactly how powerful the impact Food for the Poor is making. And friends, I just want to say, you know, it's important that when we hear these things, that we don't sit back and say, oh, you know, start nodding our head and say, that's a really good thing that Food for the Poor is doing. I think that they're doing a really good job, because the longer we nod our head, the less we are involved in actually getting the work done. And so we don't need the nodding of the head. We need the doing of the thing. And so let's be about the doing of the thing today, which is rescuing these 702 children that are not only known by name to Food for the Poor. That's kind of cool that they know who these kids are and can find them and give them the help that they need. But more importantly, they're known by name to God. He made each one of them in his image. He loves them and has a purpose for them. He needs and wants his church to minister to them, to tell them the good news of Jesus, to fill their belly with food when they are hungry so that they can grow into meaningful, effective relationship with him and ultimately lead a life that redeems the world around it. This is the great purpose. This is the great plan of why we do this very type of work with Food for the Poor every single year. And there's not a single one of those 702 kids that God has written off. There's not a single one of those 702 children that he has said, they're not important to me. They're important to him. And because they are, they need to be important to us. So how many children will you help right now? $37 will secure their food circumstance for the next 6 months. $37. For $37, less than you could probably feed your family for on a given day when you're out on, you know, a family date of some sort. For less than that amount of money, you could feed those children for an entire year. An entire 6 months. And the process of that helps them be rescued for that next half year. And friends, there's those of you that can do more. And I would hope that those that can would. Right now, if somebody was willing to give $1,850, which would be matched, by the way, by the match that we're involved in, you would help rescue 50 children initially. But with the match, you end up helping 100 kids in the process. Would you give that gift right now? If you have the ability to do $1,850, you can rescue 100 children right now. But if that is out of your reach, maybe $37, maybe $37 a month, maybe a one-time gift of $185. And when you do, friends, you're going to be contributing to the global gospel work of the church. It is not dependent upon just one of us to be faithful. God has asked us all to be involved in this work. Food for the Poor is doing their part. They have the ability to network with these food suppliers, to get the shipping done, to get them on containers, to get them to the places that have been impacted by the hurricanes and the storms. They have the ability to change and touch those lives in person. You and I don't have that ability. We're at home. We have children to raise. We have jobs that we're trying to hang on to or maybe get here in the States. And God understands all of where we're at. Some of us got PPP money that we didn't need. And maybe you've been looking for a place to put some of that into something that would make a difference. This would make a powerful statement right now if you were able to give a leadership gift and say, you know what, let me rescue 50 kids right now, $1,850. You could do that. My job, as Todd said in the last segment, is not to tell you what to do. It's to tell you what the need is and to show you that Food for the Poor is doing God's work in it. When we come back, more with Todd and more thoughts on this. But don't let this moment get away. Just a little over 15 minutes or so left in the broadcast of broadcast time. And that is the amount of time we have for this match today. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we promise you, you're going to get an up-close question answered from Mike and Brian, the Fellowship Home Loans experts, every single week. And Brian Sheely is back with us. Brian, this week, a lot of stuff in the news. We haven't heard anything about interest rates, but we should want to get stay up to date on this. And you've got a market update for us today.
And obviously, I think mortgage rates have taken the back seat in the last couple of weeks in terms of current events and news. But we're still seeing really, I wouldn't say all-time low interest rates, but they're pretty much right there in terms of where they've been over the past 30, 40, 50 years. We're looking at rates, really, we're not going to see again because they are starting to creep up. It's something that, it's not a matter of just lowering your interest rate. There's so many different things that you can do along with lowering your interest rate, like consolidating bills, like consolidating a home equity line or home equity loan, getting cash out for that home improvement. Really, sky's the limit. But we've been talking for a while, Kevin, and we know it starts with that phone call, with that free mortgage checkup, just to get that honest advice and that honest opinion.
And you're not going to get any more honest advice or opinion from people that are going to be more dedicated to your well-being and outcome than Mike and Brian. So call them up at Fellowship Home Loans. Here's the phone number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Ask them anything and ask for that that mortgage checkup. They can look through what you're currently in. They can tell you if they can help you. And if they can, they'll be glad to get you in the better loan, the better interest rate, the better situation for you. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Brian Sheely, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Come join the BCCA family. Bergen County Christian Academy is a full preschool through 12th grade Christian school serving the greater Bergen County area. We educate our students in a safe environment where the mind and spirit of every child is nurtured and challenged. Our school honors God and teaches Bible-based curriculum, allowing students to learn through the lens of a biblical worldview. The curriculum also includes college prep courses, technology, music, arts, and athletics. What better place is there than BCCA, where your child has school teachers that not only love their students, but pray for them as well. Our teachers have a love of God, integrity in conduct, excellence in effort, and a love for our students. Bergen County Christian Academy is a strong and safe environment for students, parents, and family members to connect with each other and grow in the Lord. Consider joining the BCCA community. Bergen County Christian Academy is still accepting applications. For more information, visit www.bergenchristian.org or call 201-487-7212.
Are you in pain? Are you tired of just medications? Jamaica Physical Therapy can help you. Jamaica Physical Therapy is a Christian-owned and operated center. At Jamaica Physical Therapy, you'll be treated with gentle care to focus on your pain and your therapy needs. Maybe you have arthritis, back pain, neck pain, joint pain, auto, sport, or work-related injuries. The team of experienced therapists will assist you with the most effective treatment to achieve your ultimate recovery goal. Jamaica Physical Therapy accepts all major insurances, including Medicare. No insurance? No problem. Jamaica Physical Therapy accepts all credit cards, debit cards, and cash. Call 718-297-3699 or go online to jamaicapt.com. Jamaica Physical Therapy is following all COVID regulations. Jamaica Physical Therapy, a Christian-owned and operated center, is conveniently located near all trains, subways, and buses. Call 718-297-3699 or go online to jamaicapt.com to book your appointment to start your road to recovery.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, asking you to help us change the world by saving lives of children in Central and South America, 855-907-4673.
We've been working in communities for decades. We have a pulse on what's happening so that we can respond immediately, so that we can provide the food to those children, that we can provide the food to that family, so that that child can have a chance at an education, have a chance at a normal life.
I believe that is the voice of Marcus, who we introduced you to yesterday, who is the project's manager for all of Food for the Poor, our partner this month in what we're trying to do to rescue 702 children that have come to our attention that are going to die if we don't do something for them. Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor is back with us. And Todd, when Marcus says those words, you know, for him, it's something that he lives in every day. He sees these faces. He is familiar with their circumstances. He knows what the different countries' environments are like. But for us in New York, it's a very removed kind of situation. We kind of have to imagine what these children are going through and feel the hunger pains in their bellies for ourselves and try to think, what would my life be like if I had to struggle to find a meal today and I didn't have one yesterday and I might not have one tomorrow? These are the people of Food for the Poor. This is the life of Food for the Poor. These are the 17 nations that we are helping right now. But why is it particularly worsened this year, be it disease or natural disaster?
Yeah, two reasons. COVID-19, and then the second is in Central America, a couple historic hurricanes back-to-back late last year. You might remember vaguely in the news headlines, Hurricanes Eta and Iota. And they hit back-to-back late last fall on the heels of nearly a year at that point of them having to isolate and quarantine just like we have in the U.S. because of COVID-19. And understand that when you're outside the U.S. and they tell you that you have to stay home, you know, I mean, look, that's difficult on anybody. It was hard on us, right? I mean, we all had to make adjustments. But at least here in the U.S., we had some safety nets. We had many of us could work from home. We had Zoom. We've all become very, you know, familiar with Zoom. And I'm not talking about the Commodore song. I'm talking about, you know, the technology. We got expanded unemployment. We got stimulus checks in the mail. Small businesses got PPP loans. All of these things to keep us on our feet during this historic cataclysmic event called COVID-19. But in the developing world, none of that. You were told you had to quarantine. For families making $2-3 a day, always struggling just to put enough food on the table to keep their family fed, that's a death sentence. Let's call it what it is. You know, kids going to school. A lot of kids in Latin America, in Central America, they're still not going to school. Half the schools in Central America are still closed 14 months after COVID came on the scene. That's the only place a lot of these kids get their only good meal of the day. So you can see how these families that were once hungry have slipped into starvation and famine. And so that's why Food for the Poor is coming to you on this day of hope. And just number one, letting you know what the need is. Number two, letting you know how you can make a difference. And here that is. It's so simple. It's as simple as a two-pack of Snickers from the grocery store per week. I was thinking about that earlier, Kev. I'm thinking about how can I make this tangible to people? You ever go to the gas station, you're paying for your gas, and you look at the candy aisle, that temptation strategically located, and you see the two-pack of Snickers bars, the big ones, not the little ones, the big ones, for like $2.29. Yeah. And you're like, ooh, gotta have it. I'm hangry, right? So you buy the Snickers bars. What would you think if I told you that for less than that, for $1.50 a week, you could rescue a child, actually two kids, from starvation? That's what you can do. That's the reality of the opportunity that God has brought before you today. 6 months of life-saving food for a child, $37 through Food for the Poor. And thanks to a very generous friend right now, for the next few minutes, your gift will be doubled. So for $37, you're saving two kids from starvation through Food for the Poor. 855-907-4673.
See, Todd, there's a lot of people that when natural disasters and calamities kind of blow up in people's faces, they're already on the scene. You know, you got the big white trucks, and oddly enough, those kind of are followed by TV cameras and hovering helicopters. And look at this and look at that. And as soon as those TV cameras go away, oftentimes those big white trucks do too. But Food for the Poor is there for the long haul. 40 years in some of these countries, loving on these people that are desperate in need and asking for our help today.
Yeah, you know, because understand that this emergent type of response, it's part of what Food for the Poor does. But honestly, it's not kind of our core competency. We do that because our goal is to minister to people in abject poverty. And in these parts of the world, for whatever reason, it seems really unfair. But, you know, you look at why is it that some of the poorest countries in the world also happen to be hit by some of the biggest disasters in the world? I don't get it. But, you know, we are ultimately there to lift people out of poverty, to set them back on their feet, to allow them to be self-sustainable. But you can't do that if you turn a blind eye to them when calamity does strike. And so, you know, like everybody else, like many companies, like many individuals, we have had to pivot. We've had to kind of transform the way we do work during COVID-19. And because of COVID-19, typically in our feeding programs, people would come to a Food for the Poor feeding center, and they would line up and they would get their food, and then they'd take it back home. Well, because of quarantine, we weren't able to do that. So we started enlisting our pastors at a deeper level and saying, hey, can we count on you rather than hosting the feeding center to actually do some extra work and put on your masks and take the food to the families? And without hesitation, they said, well, of course. I mean, we are called by God to serve these families. And so if that's what it takes, that's what we're going to do. And so the beauty of that, Kevin, is number one, that face-to-face contact with a Christian who's not only delivering humanitarian aid, but ministering the gospel. And the second more profound thing, I think, is, yeah, it's emergent care, but it's that ongoing relationship now that creates. And so you're paving the way for a pastor to minister to these families for years and years to come. And that's how lasting change is going to occur.
If you could see your way clear to give a $370 gift, you would rescue 10 lives. But your gift right now will rescue another 10 lives because of the matching gift that is in effect for these next couple of minutes. And that could end up helping 20 lives total just because you chose to do it right now. So if you've already prayed about it, if you already feel confident that you want to help, that you know exactly what your amount should be, then please call now, because it makes more of an impact that you do at this moment than if you do at some other time. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online at WMCA.com. Just click on the Food for the Poor banner. It doesn't take more than about 2 minutes to do either one of them. 855-907-4673. Put that in your smartphone and call when you're in a safe place. 855-907-4673 or WMCA.com.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco and Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco and Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect rating and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
855-907-4673. Just a few minutes left in our big challenge hour. Any multiple of 185 is being matched. We need your help. How many children can you help? Five children, by the way, are rescued for 6 months with that emergency food supply with a gift of $185 right now. That's $37 per child. If you give a gift of $370, that is 10 kids. It is a multiple of 185. It's double 185, so it's going to be matched this hour as well. So really, the gifts that help 5 and 10 kids are helping 10 and 20 kids respectively. But here's the thing. We know of 702 children that are actually on the list that we need to rush this emergency help for. And if all 702 aren't reached, then we haven't really done what we could to make their lives better. And Todd Chapman, as we are coming near the end of this hour with this challenge looming, we certainly want people to take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Daniel from Rosedale just did that. He gave a gift of $185 at WMCA.com. Thank you, Daniel. And he gave a little encouragement. He said, hey, may God continue to bless you all. Keep up the good work. Daniel, you keep up the good work, because let me tell you, you are the hero. You know, Kevin McCullough is the mouthpiece, food for the poor. We're the ones that facilitate getting your generous work done. But without you, not a grain of rice, not a single bean, not a drop of water flows. God uses you. I mean, if food for the poor is a vehicle, you are the gas. We need you. You can bring a miracle right now. Kevin, I was so struck about a year ago. I was on a conference call with some nonprofit leaders from all around the world. And this is a little over a year ago. It would have been like in March of last year, just when COVID was coming on the scene. And we got on this global conference call, and these people said, look, here's the real threat of COVID-19. It's not going to be the virus. It's going to be the fact that it will create a global food crisis unlike any we've seen in the last century. And they were right. As we look back now, I've thought so many times they were exactly right. Mm-hmm. But a leader from a faith-based nonprofit, he said this, and the words have always stuck with me. He said, this is a moment in time that will demand a movement of God's people. We have a historic opportunity, brothers and sisters, to make sure that God and his love is lifted up and proclaimed in arguably what is one of the darkest times in our lifetime, in this century. What will we do as followers of Jesus Christ? Will we just wear the badge with no proof of why we wear it? Or will we put our faith into action and show love in transformative ways? Today you can do that. Every gift is going to be doubled to rescue twice as many kids. Can you trust God for $185, $370? Whatever you can do, lives will be changed. God will be glorified. God bless you for what you have done. God bless you for what you're thinking about doing. Thank you so much.
855-907-4673. Just a few minutes left in this hour to take advantage of this very generous matching challenge. 855-907-4673. Online at WMCA.com. And when you call or write, it's just going to take, like I said, about 2 minutes of your time. Please don't put it off, because for the next 2.5-3 minutes, we are going to match every one of those dollars. We need you to call right now. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673.